what opening line did someone use on you while you were on a dating app? I'm talking Raya. I'm talking Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, Coffee Meets Bagel, that has stuck with you for your entire life because it was so good or because it was so weird. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And this happened to me last night. Joe, I tried to use something creative on somebody on Hinge and it completely backfired
creative
on me.
Creative is as far as you saw somebody else use it before, or this was like an Alex Clark original?
No, this is an Alex original. I thought, I was like, oh, this is like a great question because like it's going to start a conversation and a story. I do not like to approach somebody on a dating app and just say, hey, sup.
And we just like, talked about this the other day, saying the things that will like kill it,
yes,
ruin it, year it, I'm done.
So I tried to, use my own advice, which was being creative and all that stuff with the opening line. So this is what I sent last night to this guy on Hinge. I said, his name is Daniel. So I said, Daniel, what is the creepiest thing that's ever happened to you? Crickets.
That is
just crickets.
That is kind of a cricket worthy.
And I was like, you know what? The creepiest thing that's ever happened is, guys, probably me asking that question. But I thought that was really good because I was like, oh, he can tell me something, you know, a super funny story or whatever. And to be fair, it's only been like 12 hours since I sent that. So maybe later today he's going to respond and then it won't be so embarrassing. But as of right now, it's so humiliating. But I feel like everyone, every guy or every girl while on a dating app, somebody has just the opening line that they've said has stuck with them because it was just so gross, bizarre, cool, creative, whatever. 833 Joe Alex.
I can't believe you took such a big face plant on this one.
Well,
that's
not usually
you.
I know. Usually I'm very good at hooking the guys in. It's getting them to stick around that I have a problem
with. When
they
wiggle a bit, they get away.
But I'm really good at getting guys in because I feel like I do start off with like interesting things to say and stuff like that. And the thing is I have to just ask an out of nowhere question like that because when you have nothing interesting in your bio, it gives me nothing to ask a question. So I try to be creative with my opening line. If I'm going to be the one to talk first, I try to use something that's already in your bio, like that I've learned about you. But if you're somebody that has nothing as a bio or all the stuff you have in there sucks, then I'm left to my own devices and then this is the kind of stuff I come up with. What is the creepiest thing that ever happened to you?
Did he respond?
No, that's what I'm saying. So we'll see later today, but as of now, it's just super awkward.
833-JOE-ALEX. I mean, honestly, I don't want anybody to call. I just want it to be you, just to be the really awkward one. But no, what happened with you? You can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Katie's on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you have happen or what did you say?
Now, this is 25 years ago. This is back when downtown was Union Station, you know, bar to bar to bar. So this stuck with me for like 25 years, that this little 12-year-old kid walks up to me and says, you may not like me now, but I'm drinking milk.
What? That is like a line from a movie.
You can imagine, I'm in high heels, backless dress, you know, I'm dressed. Go partying, and this little kid just walks up to me and my girlfriend and says, you may not like me now, but I'm drinking milk, with that little cocky tone in his voice. And I'm like, it just stuck with me that, you know, this kid now today probably is amazing.
That is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Like, I absolutely love that. I feel like that should be a line in a movie.
So how old were you if this kid was about 12?
I was like in my 20s, like, you know, 22, 23, you know. But again, we're talking downtown Indianapolis, you know, on a Saturday or Friday night, I don't remember. But, you know, parties were hopping, bars were going.
And the milk
was
chugging.
Crazy.
He's like, you know what? There's nothing wrong with a little vitamin D in your life.
That kid for sure grew up to be a pickup artist. Like, he has some swag.
You know what amazes me? That kid, first of all, has got some big kahunas because I would have never had the courage to say that to Katie. Hey, thank you for the call. But I noticed that we're not getting a ton of calls from people, and I feel it's because,
I'm on my own.
Well, there could be that. You are strange. We all know that. But I kind of wonder, though, Alex, because the whole question was simply, what's the best opening line someone used on you through a dating app?
The most interesting.
I think a lot of people think that their lines are good, but they're terrible.
Well, I can tell you that for a fact. See, my friends were responding to me because I put this on my story last night on Instagram, and I put this on my story, and I had so many responses of people saying, this is hilarious. I would have loved to be asked this question because I would have had so many things to say, and it would have been funny. So everybody was telling me that it was good, but I guess Daniel doesn't think so.
Yeah.
But somebody told me Daniel's not good enough for me if he doesn't think so because they were like, that is genius. So I'm sticking with that it was genius.
Okay.
Daniel!
Daniel. I couldn't find the other one, so.
Oh, yeah. See, now, I could have been lame and said that. I bet 100 girls.
Why didn't you say that? You'd be like, damn, Daniel.
Yeah, because that would have been so lame, and you would have been like, what is this, 2014?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.